a colt, a fowl of an ass. You could say it in this class. We're not children. We're not going to giggle because you said the word ass. Because it means Democrat. It means donkey. Got that wrong, didn't I? Oops. Is that called a Freudian slip? You meant to say it, but you didn't? Anyways, he said, go get a donkey, the fowl of an ass. A colt, fowl of an ass. And if anybody asks, tell them the Lord hath need of them, and they'll let you go. And it happened. So they bring the colt back, throw garments on it, let Jesus sit because he didn't have a saddle, obvious. They started throwing garments and throwing palm tree limbs in there. Am I right? What? And singing, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Isn't that what they said? What did the Pharisees and scribes say? Raise your hand. Okay, that's close. Good. Well, yeah, they do that later on. But, yeah, they forbid them. Hey, tell them to be quiet. What did Jesus say? Keep your hand down. What did Jesus say? Come on, Gary.
If they don't cry out, even the stones are
going to cry out. I read oftentimes in the book of book of Isaiah as well as the book of Psalm about the hills crying forth, the trees, the birds. Every once in a while I'll come by and I hear birds singing. I say, Lord, help me hear what. Maybe they're praising you right now. Or maybe they're going, food, food. Or like on, what was that? Nemo. What was that? Mine. What was that? Finding Nemo. Yeah, mine. Maybe that's what they're saying. I don't know. But anyway, and every once in a while I'll see, well, they'll look at me and I go, I'm not going to kill you, but get out of my way. And they'll move. But they move anyway. All I'm saying is this world's going to go into convulsions, don't you think? When the Lord takes the Holy Spirit away in every Christian, it's going to be gone. There's no restraint either from man or God's wrath. God knows how to protect anybody now. He's not protecting your family because you're praying for him anymore. Praise God for the 80% that have a little morality. We just need to speak up, not let the 20% overcome us. Amen? So let's look at chapter 6 of Revelation. In Daniel 7 and 9, the Lord's telling that the 42 weeks, is the 7.5 years, or the 7 years is split in 3.5, 3.5. You have 3.5 years of basically convulsions and problems, and here comes a savior, Obama. Now, you have to tell him first and remind him, put a name tag on, savior, and then he'll remember. Maybe, if Jill helps him. Yeah, he couldn't remember. So after that comes the Savior, and he's going to put himself up as the fixer of the problems. He's going to come up with a solution, but it doesn't solve the problem. It just complicates it, and then he sets himself up as God in the temple and starts going after the Jews. We find that in the last 3.5 years. That's why when someone says we're mid-trib, or you'll know when he says, I am God, Lord's come again, if it was mid-trib. If he says, I am God, then you can count 3.5 years, certain amount of days, 1,300-something days, boom. And we don't know the day or the hour. So those two can't work. So let's look at this. And so 7 years split into two halves. You just put two halves there, or split into two. Seven seals. We see chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and conquering. That's why the Bible talks about wars and rumors of wars. This white horse is a conquering. Peace given to war is what it's talking about in Matthew chapter 24. So the white horse is conquering. You're going to have nations rising against nations. They're going to turn peace into war. Man alive, how many times have you seen peace treaties signed by somebody and then all of a sudden they're fighting against you? That it's going to get worse, and you're going to have this guy on the white horse. Some people believe it's Satan, or the Antichrist disguised as God, because he's always trying to mimic God and everything. He's got his own Bible. I couldn't believe I saw some college student stand up in front of young Americans for whatever it is. But she was sitting there saying she's of the house of Satan. They got their own Bible, and she believes in abortion. So we, at our religious group, ought to have the right to sacrifice our children. So number one, she believes in women getting pregnant. Number two, she believes that baby's alive and at conception. But anyways, what a sick thought, isn't it? We used to lock people up like that, put them in a little rubber room somewhere. We need more rubber rooms. The next one is found in verse 3 and 4. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And then went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they, should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. So we get peace given to war, now we have peace taken from the earth. Now there's no peace. I think it's always funny how we're talking about get peace, peace, peace. We need more peace in this earth. How many of you tired of the word tolerant? I'm so sick of that word. I am very sick of that. I was talking to a grandchild a couple years ago, and they were talking about us being objective and tolerant of these people that want to be called women when they're guys and guys when they're women. And I'm sitting there going, "My lands." And I looked at him, I said, "Why is it okay for you? I mean, I'm my responsibility to be tolerant for them. Why can't they be tolerant for me who only believe in male and female and you're born that way?" Well, because this is what they said, because that's hate speech. I said, why is it not hate speech for them to go the other way? How come it's never hate speech that way? I thought that was funny. I hate rice. I don't hate Rebecca. Amen? But Rebecca likes rice. She don't hate me, right? Because I don't like rice. Am I right? Yes. She says, "I have other reasons." But you know what I'm saying? You don't have to hate each other for disagreeing with something. But some things are just stupid. I'll look at them and say, if you want to be, I like what Michael Knowles says, I want to be known as the one that's correct in his speech. I like that. Okay, so this piece is going to be taken from the earth. And so this red horse does that. And we find that through. Now think about this. If you think about the tribulation period, all good's gone. Christians are all gone. Now, that doesn't mean people won't get saved. I believe that actually people will probably get saved right at the beginning. That crazy preacher was right. I need to get saved. And they ask Christ as their Savior. Maybe this is the first time they heard the gospel. They didn't have a chance to reject it. If you reject the gospel, you'll believe the lie. But if you didn't, you have an opportunity to accept Christ as your Savior. That's one of the reasons why I didn't like that Left Behind, the first one, when the black preacher, he just passed away this year, Trevette. He was a Christian. Praise the Lord, he was saved. But he did not get saved, and then right at the beginning of the Revelation, got saved. You had the gospel in your hand, preacher. Amen. You're teaching lies. So praise the Lord that you get saved, but peace will be taken from the earth. Look at verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hands. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hurt not the oil or the wine." And the wine. Now, prices. So the next one, inflation and famine. Price given was 10 times normality. That can't happen in our day. My wife had a Crisco oil. She goes, "I need Crisco." I went to the store, $9-something for 3 pounds when it used to be 5 for 6. And I remember, she reminded me, she goes, "I remember when you said I can't buy it because it went above 5 for 6. I just went and spent 8 for 3. You know, the can's about, I mean, it looks like a baby bottle can, you know. Man, you got to be kidding me. Inflation's going to get, you think it's bad now, wait until the tribulation period. It's going to be horrendous. And then you start seeing these other plagues. This is the seals, then you have the plagues, then you have the wrath of God. We haven't got to the wrath of God yet. These are just things when, I don't remember, somebody, if you could find it, I have it in my office. There was a French diplomat that came to America in the early 1800s. And when he left, he wrote back to the president. He says, America is great because it's good. When America stops being good, it'll stop being great. And Thomas Jefferson said about our Constitution, only a righteous people can follow this. Evil men can use it at their advantage, and that's exactly what we're having today. We're having evil. I like what someone says. I don't know if you know this. This thing down in Oregon, it said it's government funded. Why do they keep saying that? No, it is not. It's taxpayer funded. You get thrown in jail for not paying your taxes. And the reason why some of us try to get out of that is because that's where our taxes is going. Corruption is in the world. And when the Lord leaves and all the Christians, the Lord takes all the Christians out and the Holy Spirit's gone, there's no God on this planet. Evil's going to reign, and it's going to be corrupt. Inflation's going to be insane. They're going to take advantage of the situation, and it's going to be insane. Most of the people left on the earth are entitled, probably don't have a job. Oh, me? Look at verse 7. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and with the beast of the earth. So this pale kills one-fourth of the population of the earth. That's Cain. Cain did. Remember? Cain killed one-fourth of the population of the earth. There's only four people. He killed one of them. This pale horse, one-fourth of the population is going to die in a moment. That's interesting, isn't it? Who knows? I heard just recently that they found out that China was actually trying to produce a mass murdering chemical warfare when they got COVID. I have no idea, but it wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. I've even heard Bill Gates say what we need to do is get rid of one-third of the population. Now, how do you like that? So he can run everything. Isn't that nice? And that's now with Christians around. War, famine, pestilence, all of this will be killing off one-fourth of the nation. Look at verse 9. This is why I say Christians, we're going to get saved, people get saved. When I had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. And for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So martyrdom is going to come. Martyrdom, death to those who come to Christ, those believers who get saved during the tribulation period. We will be in heaven under the throne. I don't know what under the throne means. I don't know if that just means under as in authority, position. I don't know if it means actually underneath it. Sitting at the feet of Jesus praying. We won't, praise God. The only reason why we'll know what's going on down there is we should know the Bible. And we know something's going on. We don't know all the details, but we know at this time, during the tribulation period, we have Christians, people that get saved during the tribulation period are not going to be tortured. They're going to be killed before the word of God. And you'll find that throughout all of the tribulation. You'll find it even more as you go forward in this. So we see martyrdom, death to those who get saved during the tribulation period. Right robes means righteousness in the scripture, so keep that in mind. Verse 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Verse 13, and the stars of heaven fell upon the earth. Boy, Armageddon all over the place, amen? Even as a fig tree casting her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it was is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens of the in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Wow. Isn't that interesting? They'll know why they're getting this problem's coming. I wonder where they got it. Where'd they get the information? Heaven and earth shall pass away. Herod, we're going to be celebrating that here in next week. Christmas. What did Herod do when the wise men came and said, we heard there's a king. We followed his star. What did he do? And come back. Okay, but what else did he do? He did do that. Okay, he did that after the wise men left. But he did one other thing. Okay. Okay, we're missing something. They searched the scriptures to know where he is born and when. That's why he killed 2 years and under. Because it had been 2 years that those guys traveled. That's why I don't have a problem with manger scenes. We have one in our house. But the shepherds didn't come until he was a young child at a house of the wise men. The wise men came as a the shepherds came, but the wise men came when he was a child at a house, not a babe in the manger. That's the shepherds. I don't care if you mix them together. I'm not going to. Who cares if you dot your T a little different than I do, or dot your I and cross your T's a little different than I do? Amen. Who cares? But that's true. But Herod goes, search the scriptures. And so, what do you think they're going to do? Did you know almost, I think they said 67% of our laws in America were based on the Bible? Amen? So all of a sudden things start happening. What do you think they're going to do? Find a Bible. And it's still going to be around. They'll find one. And they're going to look in there and go, fall on us. We know it's this wrath comes from you. That's interesting, isn't it? So here's the next one. Natural disasters. So in other words, all will go into convulsions. All nature will go into convulsions because God's gone. Christians are gone. Holy Spirit's gone. God said, okay, hey, anybody have this? Come on, let's be honest. Any of you had in your life something you want to do, something you want to do, and you did it and it flopped? Anybody ever have that happen to you? You know the reason why? It flopped. God went, okay, go ahead. You'll learn. All of us have learned, haven't we? And stop back. And God's just going, because God's not going to allow us to fall without catching us. But if we fall because we're stupid or go beyond His will, that's not. He's just saying, okay. Well, the Lord said, okay, go ahead, Earth. You don't want me? Go ahead. And so it just goes. And then you have the mountains crying out. Amen. All the birds. Can you imagine the animal activity? I don't know if you knew this, during the tsunami, and was it 2004 in Indonesia? 2005? Did you know that animals weren't killed? Did you know a day before it happened that the animals took off and left? I wonder who gave them a signal. Amen. Yeah, and it wasn't Pocahontas. Okay, chapter 8, this is the proof that there were no women in heaven for a while. Yeah. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. So that's proof there was no women for a half an hour. Oh, I get in trouble. That's about as bad as Acts chapter 27. It says, we let her drive and all hope for her living was gone. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And we go into the seventh. So the silence, the beginning of a further series of judgments. The beginning of a further series of judgments, which is the seven trumpets, and we'll start that next week. Did anybody miss something here? Is there a space you miss that you need clarification or had a question on? Just, here's what I believe. No one is repenting. Didn't we just read in chapter 6? They didn't repent. Fall on us. When does heaven erupt? When someone repents. No one's repenting. There's silence in heaven. And the Lord, and I think also they're in anticipation. What else is going to happen? And they're waiting for God to speak. And then the trumpets come and He sends them out. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your love for us. I do thank You and praise You that us in Christ, us, the church as well, are not going to go through this. But Lord, we have family, we have friends, we have neighbors, co-workers we'd not like to see go through this. So I pray that we'll do our job, strive to witness to them, strive to live a life that will bring honor and glory to You, that will turn them to You. Help us as we study this, Lord, to get a little, as the fear, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. May we understand that things are going to happen. Even if they get saved, they're going to have to go through all this. And we would not like them to have to. Help us, Lord, in every way. I pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.